When you've decided you definitely want to create a new group on Facebook, how do we do that? Let's look at a Facebook marketing tutorial for 2019 of creating a group in real time. I will do this as I actually do it to create my new group with this is everything. So in order to get to this, you go to the Facebook homepage, then you go down to Explore and you click over here on Groups, which will take you to facebook.com/groups. Then up at the top, there is a create group button. We hit the create group and see what the pop out is. For first, we just need to choose the name of the group. So I'm going to call this group Euthena. This will be the Euthena Facebook group for anyone that is joined. And I will just call this Euthena, or I could call it Euthena Studio, or I could call it Euthena Students. I will just start it off with Euthena because that's the simplest possible name I can make to it. Anything else adds additional complication. We're going to just call it Euthena. And to begin, I want to put in one person at least who I imagine will definitely want to join, and Michel Girard is my right-hand man online, and he is, I imagine, willing to be a admin of this Facebook group with me. Thus, it's important, if you possibly can, to right away think about those core group members, especially if you imagine your group could grow, who's going to help you manage it. So to begin, I add Michel Girard to the group. Then we pick what kind of group there is. There's basic three different kinds of groups. There's a public group. Anyone can find the group, see who's in it, and what they post. Then there's a closed group. Anyone can find the group and see who runs it, but only members can see who's in it and what they post. Then there's a secret group where only members can find the group, see who's in it, and what they post. This means you have to do it by invitation. There are benefits to having a public group because anyone can look at the posts that are in the group and potentially interact with it. There's benefits to having a closed group if you want to have a bit more privacy. I like the idea for Euthena of having a public group because anyone could see the group, see the members, and click on any of the links and the posts in the group. If I have a closed group, most of my groups have been closed so far, meaning you can't see what's posted in it or who's a member of it unless you are actually in the group. So for my groups so far have been closed groups, but what I am thinking for the Euthena group is to put it out there as a public group. Therefore, anyone who's browsing can go look through it. There's also a tab where you can learn more about group privacy. So if you want some more group privacy, you can see these things clearly. If there's public groups, anyone, public and closed, anyone can see the group name or the group description. People on Facebook can all see the members of a public group, including the admins and moderators. But for a closed group, you can't see the group members unless you're a current member. Anyone can see posts in a public group, but only members of a group can see the posts in a private group. Anyone can find either a closed or public group on Facebook search. Anyone can request to join on a public or closed group. And who can see the stories about the group? People on Facebook can see stories from the group, which is awesome. You don't even have to be members of the group to see stories about the group. You can actually share it. Now, all groups require approval by either an admin or a group member. Thus, in order to be able to actually post in a group, you do need to be approved by an admin. Now, secret groups have some different rules. Basically, only current and former members can see the group, and these are invitation only. So for the Euthena group, we're going to make this a public group because the Euthena group is for students on Euthena and instructors on Euthena. Therefore, we want anyone to be able to see what's posted in the Euthena group because there'll be questions and answers there. It also makes it attractive to join. And maybe if someone posts a question that's really helpful, it's possible to share the post out of there. While all of the groups I've managed so far have been closed groups, this one will actually be a public group where you can see it. And I think after reading the public group, I think I will switch two of my groups over to public as well. So once we've got this, we hit create. We've added our first member. And we've just created the Euthena group. Now, one of the first things I like to change on a group is where it can be accessed. Because when you've got a group and you want people to go to it, it's really nice if you can put the group in a specific place. So the first thing I want to do is go over here and I want to edit group settings. If you didn't see what I did, I'll go back there real quick. You want to click more right here, then go to edit group settings. Once you've got edit group settings, then I can scroll down here. You can click customize address. Then I can click customize address on here. Thankfully, the group is available. No one's squatted on such a random name. Note that once your group has more than 5,000 members, you won't be able to customize your address. I really like to do this immediately because this way I can send people to the group simply. Facebook.com/groups/Euthena. Now I've got a very clear place where I can send people to go. I hit customize address over here. Now I've got the group is very easy to share from here. Before that, the group is difficult to share. It's hard to get people to join. Now, the second thing I want to change right away is membership approval. I do not want anyone in the group to be able to approve any other member. I only want admins and moderators to be able to do membership approval. I also want to limit my chat so only members, moderators, and admin can do chats. Because what can happen with a group, if you got a lot of people in it, you could have chats created by any member. So I'm immediately switching so only admins can create chat as well. I can allow pages to request to join the group. I want anyone in the group to be able to post. These are very important settings to consider from the beginning. You want anyone in the group to be able to join because, well, wait, you want anyone to be able to post most of the time because this will allow the most natural flow of the group. If you've got post approval on, this can greatly slow down and frustrate and limit people's ability to just share and connect. That said, in some of my groups, I've done post approval, and I can say the groups that have done the best allow anyone to post. The groups have done the worst, allow membership, or allow you have to have a post approved. So I'm putting anyone in the group can do the posts. Anyone in the group can do a story in the group. Now, story post approval, photos and videos added to the group story must be approved by an admin or moderator. We'll leave that off right now. You can just check this if you want post approval. You can check this, but I'm not going to do that. Also, what you want to do is hit save to make sure all these settings take for you. There's a lot of other options you can go do over here on your group as well. And for now, we will just keep it simple with that. So when I go back over to the group, I've changed the most basic things. Now I want to go through and do as many things as I can with the settings before I go and invite many people to join, because every time you do something new with a group, it'll put it out to the feed. So you want to be able to edit and get your group together nice before you go invite a bunch of people to join it. So the next step is, how do we get our group ready for membership? The video you've just watched is a free preview from my Facebook Marketing 2019 course on Euthena.com, which is my online education platform, next generation online education platform. If you'd like to take the full course, will you please join us on Euthena.com and buy that course for $881, because you'll feel good getting in the course and having all those updates for the entire year. Anything new I find and I'm excited about in Facebook marketing, I add that straight into the course. You can also get this course and all of my other courses forever in the Jerry Banfield Forever All Course Bundle. You can get all of the courses as well as a Euthena partner. If you'd like to join my mastermind, have weekly group calls with me, sell your own video courses, sell mine as an affiliate, and basically build a relationship with me, the Euthena partner group's the best way to do it. You can put your own courses, your own free offers, you get your own email marketing included. Being a Euthena partner is a very powerful business system for you that I've built with years of experience online to give you something all in one spot you can use for one price. It's awesome. I'm so excited about it. And I'm grateful you've taken the time to learn about it here with me. The link is in the description to the course and to the Euthena Partner Program for you. If you found this helpful, will you please leave a like on the video, because you will feel good knowing you're helping this video get watched more.